Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program is brought to you for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. So mature. So mature.
I can't wait to get
started. Alpeda.
Alpeda.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, what middle-aged lady doesn't want to fuck her big fat husband?
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hello, meow.
Meow. Meow deep.
Yeah, it's
hello,
your meow for what?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes.
Brooklyn.
Back in BK.
I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, Mandy Cat Katana.
Woo! That's me.
I am BJ's.
You got a bell.
Got a bell.
I got drugs.
Which ones?
Mandy.
Nice. Also, I love Mandy.
Yeah, right?
Mandy candy.
Yeah, that's right.
Can we have some Mandy candy?
The first one's always free, baby.
Oh, shit. I can afford that.
Right?
But, like, if you need me to give you a head for it anyway, I will.
Dude, I'm off my period. It's going to be great.
Nice.
Yes. Taco sauce.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it means, but I'm still not turned off. The joke's on you.
Yeah. Like anal.
Okay, then.
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm
going to start out with the ass party game.
Yeah.
Every time we say ass, take a little sip. Take a little sip.
Sip. I know what's in that
not
cup.
A shot.
I know what's
there's
in there.
There's whiskey here.
Yeah. I know what's in there. That fucking little tin.
Let's say you don't drink. Take a little puff.
A little puffy puff. Snort it.
Take a little sniffy sniff.
A little bump.
Maybe you don't do any drugs at all. Maybe your thing is morning blowjobs.
Morning blowjobs. Those are amazing.
Yeah.
Because half the work's done for you. I mean, seriously, like, you go off, you let the guy sleep, you go off and you brush your teeth. You don't want that, like, morning fucking breath on that dick. But
oh,
no,
that
you
dick.
Just sneak back in there. The dick is already hard because that morning would already did half the work. And you just suck that fucking spearmint dick. You're like, it's all nice and minty fresh. You drink some ice water. You're like,
so every time we say ass, you
take a swig of mouthwash.
We say asshole, take two sips or
brush your teeth.
If we say ass fuck, take three sips or
suck that dick.
Oh, this is gonna be a great show.
You love having a bell.
Yeah, even though it's a kind of shitty bell.
Sorry.
There
are better sounding
happy
bells,
thoughts,
but
happy
that,
thoughts.
But that also opens beers.
Yeah.
All does right. it really? So actually, oh, it does.
Yeah. So it's
multi-talented.
So it seemed more important.
Right. What's the building?
And
on?
You also got
love
me.
Love you, Jamie.
Bye, Jamie.
And welcome to
you.
Our house, 6 p.m. every Saturday. Yeah. Don't go.
And you got see if your tits were out, he would have stayed.
Jokes on it.
Her tits are out. You lose.
Hold on. I do want to get naked. It's kind of warm in here.
I love that you're already naked.
Just
nice
about.
Bra.
There we go. Very nice.
My panties and underwear never match. I feel like a fucking mismatched superhero.
You're mismatched.
I mean, there's a lot
superhero.
Of reasons I'm a naked person. I mean, fucking I'm poor for one. So like I don't have to be like, what do you that's not what you wear, it's who you wear, whatever. You know, what brand are you wearing? You know, and then and I my weight fluctuates, you know, depending on how sober I am. And like so like now I'm at my sober weight where I'm a little heavier and like my tits are bigger. But everything if I'm naked, everything fucking fits, girl.
Nice. Everything fits when I'm naked.
Amen.
Well, see, now you're not mismatched at all.
No.
It's all flesh.
That's right.
We also have a secret word. Say the secret word. You win a prize. Last week, no one said the secret word, Barb.
Barb.
Because you're an asshole.
And, well, you're... Barb has sexual connotations. You haven't caught up completely with the glossary yet. So the crayons are carrying over. And there are also some children's sunglasses. So say the secret word and you win all three of those. So what is this maple butter?
I'm sorry, no one's listening to you.
I know that no one's listening.
I'm taking pictures of Mandy. That's why titty fucking the mic. Are you really going to ask questions right now?
Yes, because it's a radio show. Radio show. Words need to be spoken.
Words matter.
Can't just silently take pictures of her boobs.
God, all right. Just,
then I...
So all crayons. Right. Yeah. I got them. So.
Nice.
So I like the yellow one.
Is this a pee thing?
No. Well.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, well,
it took me a second.
Yeah.
I get it now.
I can't wait to get out of the show to go hit on that guy that's at the record store. Oh, my God.
I slept with him.
I think so. Dude, I got to stop. I'm fucking ridiculous. Like, I have the yellow crayon. I have a thing for Asian guys. It's my fetish. And speaking of fetishes, I just came back from the Montreal Fetish Weekend in Canada.
Yes, how was that? Canada. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. Like, because like when you're a fetisher, when you have a kink, you know, society is like, you know, because like, my kink is like Asian guys and cosplay and being naked and stuff. And so like, they're like, you're white, you're racist because you're dehumanizing these Asian guys. It's like,
yeah, ask them.
Yeah, right.
No, they like it.
Yeah. And I mean, that's fucking the rule. You don't fuck people that don't want to fuck you. But there is a kink for every fucking body. There's a fucking fried chicken eating kink. There's a feet kink. There's a pig kink, you know.
Feet on fried chicken kink.
Feet on fried chicken thing. Like, there is a kink for everybody. Just don't fuck people who don't want to fuck you. So while I was out there at the, you know, the fetish convention and all that shit, and my friends brought me in, and I went this time as, and usually I go as like a party favor. Yeah. Ooh, that was really good.
Thank you.
Yay, he has input.
Hi again.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Francis.
I'm just leaning back, actually. I'm usually right here all the time.
Yeah, maple butter is from Canada.
Maple butter, let me see. Yeah, eh?
Yeah, so this is this for food or for like putting on your dick?
You could put it anywhere, on a dick, on a tit, on a titty dick.
On a titty dick.
Yeah, it's food. It's a spreadable butter. Ew. It's not butter based. It's totally vegan, but it's a maple butter.
It smells good.
It's delicious.
Really good.
It's absolutely used heaven. As a lubricant. Mm.
It's sticky.
Yeah, and the sugar.
Only if you want to hurt them.
And I don't think the sugar would be good. It'd get you all yeasty.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because again, the sugar.
Well, I was thinking anal, but yeah.
Oh, anal, that's fine because you don't have to worry about the climate in anal. You just have to worry about the people that live there.
Yeah. But it won't be pleasant. But you could try it. I mean, I've heard of people using maple syrup as lube.
Well, I'm not
going to
try it with my girlfriend because I just this week, just Wednesday, first time, butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
Butt
love.
Got
prosperity.
It in. Yeah, that was my my eclipse chant because I've heard that you can affect change in your life during an eclipse. So I just kept saying health, love, prosperity, butt stuff.
Butt stuff. Didn't you should change the fucking weather patterns.
And it's been working.
Yeah, he's been anally raping all of the country since.
Yeah, he'll be like, Irma's pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell? We got hurricanes. We got fucking massive fires. We got
tsunamis.
Earthquake. Tsunamis. All this shit happening at once. Is this the end of the world?
Yes. It's HARP.
It is 100% the end of the world.
It's the end of the world as we know it. So fuck some guys. I don't know.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do.
And we got a president that's a climate denier.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. He's a human denier.
Probably because he knows the government is manufacturing these natural occurrences. The joke is on you all. He's merely a puppet, and all of the conspiracies are true.
So it was a wonderful experience, which you'll hear about next week.
Right. But yeah, man, that fetish weekend was amazing. Like, just seeing, like, all the kinksters and all the players, and these are like the high-end players, you know, and like, if I could remember anything, I would love to drop names and shit, but the Montreal Fetish Weekend was just amazing, and it's so cool being around fetish people, because then like, you don't feel like such a fucking perv or like a social degenerate. I mean, it's natural to have fun, to have kinks, and it's society's fucking overbearing piece of shit fucking rules and structure that deny us of these joys. I mean, you know, and I'm so happy my friends brought me. And like I said, I usually go as a party favor. So like, usually I'm like the hottest chick when these like dudes are eating spaghetti right next to the stripper pole. And I'm like, oh, this is not for me.
You know, I hate spaghetti.
I know, right? All that gluten or whatever spaghetti's made out of. And I know, because they're sticky.
My nipples, you're like pulling on your tits.
They do. They feel good. They're like, look, feel that guy. They're like sticky on the side, right?
They are.
Because I'm hot. My body runs hot. And like, kinks. you know, they're natural. Like, my natural kink is because, like, my body temperature is like a dog's, I guess. Like, Joey's, like it's hot. It's always hot and uncomfortable. I don't like to spoon. I don't like to hold hands. I don't like to whatever. But, like, kink, there's kinks for everybody. And I just really enjoyed being at this event where they were just living out loud kinks. And I felt so comfortable and being in my element. And, like, because I wasn't the fucking hottest party favor fucking there, it took off the pressure of being, like, you know,
on display.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta tell you about my secret to was derail, defer, deter.
Yeah,
that's the word. Deter guys that hit on me. So, like, oh, dude, it was so fucking gnarly.
Handful of farts.
Oh, dude, it was
right in the face.
Like, I was like gurgle in my stomach.
Hey baby, you like cupcakes?
Yeah, I was like. And it was great because it's my deaf friend, right? And, like, my deaf friend, he's deaf, but he also doesn't fucking listen. And I know when, I know that when he smelled that fart way better because his senses are way heightened than mine because he's deaf. And he was like, oh, I could, because this is how he sounds. He's like, oh, I could just eat you up. I'm like, not in a minute. And sure enough, he's gagging off my fucking gnarly ass air.
Wow.
Ass particles.
Gag? You got him to gag?
Oh, dude, he was like, ooh, because he can smell better than we do because his senses are, like, you know.
Not actually true, but I still say it.
Yeah. So, but no, I really enjoyed the Montreal Fetish Weekend, and I think that I encourage everybody to go out there and get their kink on, find a community. The internet is vast. You can find a fucking kinkster for you. I really do.
Speaking of, what if you find a guy who's into the fart thing?
That's extra. Because, I mean, I eat a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. And I chew them now.
Yeah. You don't have to chase them with a tampon this time.
I have no idea what that means. No.
If you chase a man with a tampon, he's to run away.
Gotcha. Yes.
Men
yes.
Don't like periods.
Deter.
Because it'll deter the men's advances.
Deterred.
Deterred
him.
It's a deterred. That's what you're doing. You're deterring.
Yeah, I'm deterring him. So.
A councilman recently resigned because it was found out that he was into the furry thing. Now, when I read that, I was like, well, that's fucked up. You know, that's his private life. Who cares? But what I found out, looking a little further, so the site says, you know, there are things that he can like, dislike, tolerate, or hate. And he said he tolerates rape. So it's like, okay, yeah,
now
you're
I don't
out.
Like
yeah.
You.
Now, I mean, the furry thing, fine. The rape, no. Nope.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Oh, and that's why I say don't fuck nobody that doesn't want to fuck you. I mean, granted, the porn that I watch is pretty dark. But that's because of my dark tendency of wanting to
hers is actually crazier than what I'm into.
Yeah,
really?
No, like, yeah, like I like to see,
but it's all animated.
Well, yeah, and like it's like I would love to see like a girl just like punched in the face, thrown down the stairs, her legs are fucking broken, her shins are popping out of her thing, they turn that bitch around all bloody and fuck her in the ass and then fuck her little sister while she watches, you know what I mean? Like, I like
the last bit
that.
I'm on board for.
Right in the eye, like they'll take her eyeball out and fuck her in the skull.
Yeah,
but I don't want to see a real person go through that because I'm nice.
See, maybe I'm more
you're
fucked
listening
up
to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Just thought it was about the right time.
Yeah,
for
right time.
It is good because I gotta go pee, which is also a kink.
No, do it here.
Okay, all right.
Use
where's my puppy pad? Like Joey.
I used to carry one when Stormy Leather. I was like, I gotta bring this for Waymast and Stormy Leather.
Let's see how long I can last.
I do want one of the links, the Irish Family.
Okay, yeah.
Was it the bat?
Say you loved it.
Yeah.
The bat thing?
Yes.
Oh, I just, this is what I love about the internet. Like,
because everyone's gonna hear about this.
But yeah.
You know, very soon, because it's so fucking funny.
It's because it's so a good portal into other people's worlds. That's what I love about the internet. Like, what it could be.
Slice of life.
It's just like you get transported into this other dimension, and it's so beautiful. Go ahead.
Well, since you've seen this, yeah, this would be a good time for you to pee. So, folks, this
I'll miss
this
you.
Is,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Viral.
Keep twerking.
And all you have to do is Google Irish family chasing a bat.
Yeah, and it sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire. It's the only time that vertical video does not upset me.
You've seen this already.
Yeah.
Catch him! Catch him, Derry! Derry, catch him! Was it a bat? Get a bat! Get a bat! Get a bat out of the house! Mom, will you get out? Derry, will you catch him? Oh, fuck. Oh! Oh! Jesus, dude. Catch him, Derry. Catch him. Catch him, Derry. Finger toe, that's it. Catch him now, quick. Catch him. Oh, fuck it. God, Derry. More. looking in the door. Catch him, Derry. Catch him. You're doing great. You're doing great. That's it. Oh, he nearly got it that time. Nearly. No, he's still flying around the place. Quick. Oh. Oh. You're doing a great job, Derry. Oh, stand up, Derry. Oh. To get him. No, he's there. He's making a mockery out of your wife.
Making a mockery.
The dog's pissing. Dad, the dogs are peeing.
The dog. Oh, my God.
Behind the door.
Oh my God. He's also behind the door.
Yeah, right. Like, poor
You're
Derry.
Tiring him out. He's like McGregor. He's got no legs left. Come on, catch him now. There he is. Get him. Oh,
McGregor.
Oh, fuck it. He's on me. Should the dog got a fright and he pissed himself, Mom? So how would you blame him?
How would you blame him? Yeah. Daddy! Daddy, catch him! Catch him, Daddy! Catch him, Daddy. Fuck!
Oh, fuck!
He's making a mockery of you!
You're no help behind the door! But you're behind the door, too!
Oh, it's so great.
And that woman's just in the door so pathetically watching.
Oh, my God.
And then, oh, the dog's pissing himself!
Catch him!
Daddy, the dog's pissing himself!
You scared him half to death!
He pissed himself!
Catch him, Daddy!
Scared the piss out of him!
You're doing a great job!
Oh, he's got no legs left! You tired him, Daddy!
Like McGregor!
Oh, fuck it!
Fuck it! Get it! Oh, fuck!
Oh, so good. I laugh-gasmed.
Oh, man. Laugh-gasmed? Yeah, you are. You're all leaky.
I came out my eye. I'm so wet.
You're all leaky.
My eyes are wet.
Sit on your face.
Please do.
See, we couldn't wait till next week for that.
Oh, no.
Could not.
No, that's viral now. It's already old. No,
yeah. It is. It is. I've already seen it. I'm already out of it.
I've seen it.
Daddy, Daddy. Daddy.
Get it, Daddy.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, he's making a mockery of you. Oh. I love it. Oh, man.
Oh, it's so good.
I never know what you guys are going to have on here.
Sandwich police.
Yeah, what sandwich? The fuck?
Okay, I haven't heard about this.
I'll pull it up because this is some
pull
bullshit.
Pull it up and pull it out.
We'll see what happens and how long it takes me to do this. But yeah, so I posted. All right, so you can explain the sandwich situation and why this is especially
important.
There's a important.
Town called Sandwich.
Okay.
And they have a police department.
But why is it relevant to us?
Because we like sandwiches and we fuck the police?
I'm wait. All right. Well, anyway, we had a situation. Yeah.
So of course, the police cars say Sandwich Police, like it would say New York Police. I know, it's already great.
Okay.
Well, we got in trouble 3 weeks ago because one of our guests left a half a roast beef sandwich in the waiting area, and there's been a problem with
rats and mice and pests.
Yeah, so we got in trouble by the Sandwich Police.
Yeah. So it was so relevant to us, the Sandwich Police. So I posted a picture of the Sandwich Police, and some fucking twat, unless you're awesome, wrote...
Yeah, might be awesome, because the way it's going.
Yeah, I'm not sure. At first, I'm like, fuck this motherfucker. And I had to, like, call Facebook, like, how am I going to proceed? Because I want to fucking slip. So they wrote, people are dying. And then wrote, it's not that funny. Thinking, you know. I'll fuck with this. Like, people are dying. Like, oh, they're dying. The joke is so funny. God. They're dying. But this person's literally saying how, like, people are dying right now in the world.
Yeah. And you're making fun of the Sandwich Police.
Yeah.
People are dying.
How could you share this? There are people dying out there.
I can't even.
So then they wrote, it's not a joke. And then I wrote, well, then you should be ashamed of yourself for being on Facebook at a time like this.
Boom!
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch. I'll piss in your face.
No.
Then they wrote, I am, but it's also my kink, so it kind of works out. Bitch, fuck you. And then I wrote, people are dying. It's not a joke.
Wow.
Yeah, and then what did they write? They wrote, OMG. I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't know how to... and then I wrote, yes, my son. And then they wrote either LLY or ILY. I can't tell if it's I love you or LLY.
Illy.
Which
Illy.
Means something else.
Illy.
It is Illy?
Illy.
Okay, because it's like an uppercase I and a lowercase L. So
that's I love you?
Like Illy.
Yeah. So apparently this person loves me, but fuck them. Yeah. How dare they come at my sandwich police?
Yeah, right?
Oh yeah, but I had to make sure because I'm like, oh, I don't know. No. I gotta be sensitive.
No, fuck that shit, dude. Like, okay, like, the Nazis were all carrying on and doing fucking obviously awful shit. And fucking, I posted, you know, mayo is spicy. And like,
on a bed, like one of those,
you know, one of my buddies was like, you know, people died today. I was like, yeah, well, you know what? My my jokes aren't going to bring them back, and it's also going to break the ice for fucking shit. No. Like, you know, but you have to make these jokes because I'm a comedian, and life is fucking hard. So my first defense mechanism is to fucking is to make jokes. Yeah. To break that uncomfortableness, to break that barrier of things that are shitty. Because my joke isn't making it more shitty; it's actually relieving some fucking pressure. Like
100%.
Like Stanley's. Okay, like so. Like I'm in a bunch of nerd forums. Like the party nerds. I'm in their Instagram thing, and they posted that Stanley's wife had passed away. You know, God rest her soul. And like I was like, oh. So he's single now. And like the fans were like, too soon, you insensitive cunt. And I'm like,
just give me my number.
Look, I was like, look, my joke isn't going to bring that bitch back. And that girl she got to marry Stan Lee. She lived to like 70 something. Life well fucking lived. Relax.
Yeah.
You know? And like, and then he called me a cunt. And then like, of course, like, because I'm usually right. You know, at the end of the day, you know, they're like, oh, well, I didn't mean to call you the cunt word. And then they slowly retract that.
Yeah, like,
thing.
You obviously don't
and
respect like, women.
Yeah, right. Obviously.
That came out.
But, you know, I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, I really just, like, I'm really glad that everything that past happened and everything that led me to be the person I am now, because I know that the jokes are always going to be there. They're always going to be inappropriate. They're fucking jokes. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to sit there and walk on fucking eggshells when these motherfuckers are so fucking sensitive they get insulted or offended by a fucking potato.
Well, last week we said some shit about Texas.
Yeah, we did.
Too soon, but we said it.
Too soon, but we said it.
And comedy is healing. Like, I came in here a day after fucking traumatic shit. And then he asked me on air to go over it. And all of a sudden, I had to boil down this traumatic event to what was funny. And it healed the whole situation.
Yeah.
Oh, no, totally. Because, like, I make this joke. You know, they're like, you know, oh, I suck really good dick. And I'm like, well, yeah, anything you've been doing since you were six, you better be good at it.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? No. No. Okay, so I'm seeing this guy, and he goes, and we're watching some comedy and stuff, and, like, I tell this joke, and he takes it because we're watching comedy together. He obviously gets me. And he was like, you know what, Mandy? I'm really happy to have 26 years of spirit experience wrapped around my cock. And I'm like, that was beautiful.
The sandwich police is funny because it's funny. You know, excuse me, sir. I'm going to have to check the mayonnaise levels on that.
It might be spicy.
Is it spicy?
Are you transporting?
Oh, there's no mayonnaise. Do you have a doctor's note saying that you're allergic to mayonnaise? Because I'm going to have to cite you for that.
Right. We need to take you in for a gluten test.
Pickles and meth.
And then fucking pickles and meth?
All the pickles and meth on this sandwich.
The fuck? And it's funny because, you know, we have been dealing with the sandwich
problems. We got sandwich problems.
We got some sandwich problems up in here.
If you haven't got sandwich problems, I got the last one. I got 99 problems, but sandwich ain't one.
That fucking half a sandwich almost brought down the studio. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Because people were like really getting
Well, at least that guy
upset.
Still works here.
We're talking upper level sandwich problems.
Upper level sandwich problems.
Like straight to the government type sandwich problems.
So serious that I couldn't enjoy a sex party because I was dealing with the sandwich situation.
She was.
Yeah.
That's fucking pathetic. Like, that's really.
Thanks.
No, that's fucking shitty. Like I had to stop. Like, especially like after my little Asian guy anthem song, you know? Because, like, you know, I sing.
People came at you.
Yeah, they came at me.
And Asian guys were like, shh.
No, and
it's cool.
No, but that was fucked up though, because you can't speak up for good things. Like every time there was a guy that was like, "Oh, this is awesome. I really like this." They would call him thirsty. They would call him this, pathetic. Da da da. You're a disgrace, bitch. Fucking relax. Let people like something. So it's easier to say they hate something online than it is to actually like something online. So in my inbox, I have pages of people saying, I fucking love it. You're fucking amazing. Do what you do. And I'm not saying, and everything comes down to intent. That's when I decide what my jokes are and when I decided not to give a fuck.
Where your heart is.
It's my heart.
Yeah.
I have big ass heart behind these big ass titties for a fucking reason. And I'm not saying, fuck Asian guys. I'm saying fuck Asian guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's a big fucking difference to me. And I'm not going to sit there and defend myself, because I was wasting a lot of time trying to defend people, but it didn't matter, because at the end of the day, I'm white, and like there's nothing, like you're white. And then like you could see the comments and stuff, because I shot it in Harlem in my friend's fancy house. So they're like, you're a fascist. You bet your parents raised you to talk about people like that. And I'm like, ha, I don't even got parents. Joke's on you, bitch. Oh, wait.
Joke's on me.
I don't have a trust fund. I suck dick. No, seriously, suck dick for an hour and vacation for a month, or work for a month and vacation for an hour. I'm not good at math, but it sounds right to me.
Oh my God. How much is a dick?
Well, it depends. I mean, and then, you know, like I was saying about the kink thing, you know, you can find the kink that works for you. And like I have a Japanese sugar daddy that comes in once a month, and you know, or whatever, you know, that works.
You know, Oscar
I need to
Wilde,
find a new one, by
I
the
think
way.
It was Oscar Wilde that said, as social satirists, it is our job to offend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I was thinking about that when I was reading this story about these nurses. There are five nurses that were suspended
for being awesome.
Because they were admiring a man's penis, his cock, and he was
post-mortem.
He was dying, and then he died, and there were these five nurses that, you know, they just kept going back to look. Now their job is so fucking hard to begin with.
Yeah.
If they
so
want to get
his dick.
if they want to get a little thrill out of seeing somebody's, I'm guessing, awesome dick.
I mean, there's worse ways to die. There are worse ways to be remembered dying. Like,
right?
You know, yeah. Like face down, ass up in a fucking bowl of fucking throw up and shit.
Like, so a rock star.
On the
like
one hand, people are saying, oh, well, his privacy was invaded. He was blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm sure there are people that are going to find it offensive that I'm defending these women.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, you think about the other nurse that got fucking railed for fucking doing the right thing, where you're like, you're not going to take blood from this unconscious patient.
Oh, yeah.
Without,
yeah.
You know, and I just recently started seeing a nurse, and I have so much newfound respect for these people, you know what I mean? Because it's hard work to deal with these people's lives, and of course they're underpaid. I mean, the fucking whole medical industry, they're not the ones getting the fucking money. It's big pharma, and they're doing all the work, and it's just... We need to offend people. We need to cross those boundaries. We need to make people uncomfortable, because as a person that's come from the bottom up, I mean, I know that you do not grow unless you're uncomfortable. Like a fucking lobster getting out of its shell. You know, you got to get out that shit. Get all uncomfortable.
I don't think lobsters get out of the shells.
They do. They shed that shit. Don't they shed that shit?
I don't know.
Or maybe.
I don't think so.
I think you're thinking hermit crabs.
I think they shed whole things.
Maybe they molt like a snake.
Molt. Yeah, but they get uncomfortable and they get out of that. Whatever, the fucking lobster, man. Shit.
Fuck yeah. Would you feel differently, though, if it was a woman? Yes.
Yes, I would.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
as long as we can admit it.
I know, because sure. Because
it's different.
It is. Yeah, because, and that's the thing, is that society wants to think of them at, like, because the Asian guy anthem, for one, they jump on it, like, because, like, Asian guys are the victims, because they're not necessarily on the top of the fucking dating food chain, so they come in and try to be their heroes. I was like, these Asian guys don't need you. They don't need a hero. Relax, you know what I mean? Like, but when it comes to the woman thing, if it was a guy versus a girl, because women have been, we're still fucking oppressed. I mean, I had to wear cover-ups even in Canada, you know.
What, pasties?
For pasties, and I fucking hate pasties. I hate, because I'm allergic to the adhesive.
Oh, no.
And so
well,
I just,
how do you get it to stick?
I don't wear them. I just get away with it until they kick me out. Or I wear clothes.
Do you just paint?
I do paint. Painting does help, but it smears real quick. But the thing is that they want to defend, like, if it was a man versus a woman, then that's the thing, is that because you have a moral responsibility to defend the underdogs, and that's a lot of what's happening with me and my online shit, and what would be the answer to the fact that he would defend the woman, not the man.
And it bothers me that it was, I'm pretty sure, another nurse that it was.
That ratted them out.
Overheard them.
This sentence will only make sense to regular listeners. Some Meg...
Yeah.
Some fuck. Shut up, Meg.
Some Meg,
fucking Meg.
Who's probably a friggin' coupon clipper.
Yeah.
Ratted out five barbs.
What's wrong with saving
money? Because she was a coupon clipper. Ratted them out for basket browsing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all in our glossary.
Basket browsing. What's basket browsing?
Looking at a penis.
Oh, in the basket.
Yeah.
Trying out the basket.
Check it out. Yeah.
Trying to see how big the eggs
great?
Is.
Isn't that great? I think I made that up. Basket browsing.
Basket.
No. If you basket browse.
All the time.
All the time. I was just, I can't wait to get the fuck out. I'm like.
Does he have a boyfriend? Does he have a girlfriend? I don't care.
That's irrelevant. You're that's hilarious. A her problem.
We walk in and you're just like, hey.
Oh, dude. They were like, they were right behind me still talking to me. And I'm like,
shut up.
Keep going.
I see what I want.
I'll be back. What time's this place close?
So like, are you going to be in here after it closes?
Yes.
I will.
Yeah. What's your favorite mixtape? This is the record store, bitch.
Whatever. Fuck me.
Yeah. We are at that halfway point.
How does that happen? We just got here. How does she do it better?
I'm strong.
Yeah.
Strong.
Seriously. She got sounds to come out of that like you've never.
Oh, man.
I actually had to break up with a girl over that.
Really?
Yeah. Her husband would overhear us having sex and the noises were noises that he never got out of her.
Ooh.
So he got jealous.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That kind of happened with me this weekend.
Tell us.
No, well, I mean, I don't want to like blow up my friend's spots because they're probably listening. But,
so Sally.
But yeah, so Sally, you know, so my friends, they take me away this weekend and like, you know, we play around a little bit and it wasn't the same for her as the way it was for him. And that kind of like set the tone for the rest of the fetish thing. Because I mean, the whole, I'm not in any position to date anybody seriously because it just seems an enormous amount of work and I just don't have that kind of energy to spend. And I'm learning about this poly thing because they've taken me out before as like, you know, like the party
the
favor
third, the
yeah
unicorn.
And I'm like fun and yeah whatever and like people will come and approach me and it helps them meet more people, so I'm that guy for them.
Aww.
And they had a falling out because of the things that, you know, he was hard for somebody else and not hard for her, and it was like this whole dynamic, and I felt really bad because I didn't know what to do because I'm not used to the poly atmosphere. I mean, fuck, I was a serial monogamist before, was married twice. Now I'm just like this other person, but I felt really in between that because when you can't, what do you do about that? Like, how do you take on a poly relationship? What did you do about that?
I was just like, I can't do this too much.
Right.
Like, I just don't want to.
That's where I'm at. Like, this is like the third vacation that we've been on that it's not ended well. And I'm kind of at the position where like, I'm not going to go on vacation so you guys can get in a fight so that I can take your boyfriend out and then just be without you because she's my friend.
Yeah.
And she's the one I want to hang out with.
I can answer that because I've been poly forever.
Oh.
This is definitely
that means single,
something
right?
That will work for you.
I'm just kidding.
This is something that will work for you. You've discovered that, but it's not going to work for you with them.
Ah. That's
oh yeah, no, them. Get out of there. Not yeah. Poly. Like they're clearly not doing it right.
Mm,
like
yeah.
It's supposed to not have all that bullshit.
Yeah, and it really does take the nurse that I'm seeing as well. I got back and it was really cool to like tell him all this like cool shit that I did, and he didn't even flinch. So I could imagine if I do find a partner, it's going to take one hell of a person to be okay with this. And as I learned to be poly and respectful for other people's things, you know, I really need to learn. So maybe we should do like a poly practice.
Whatever it means, I'm down.
Right? As long as I mean, the first thing I did was play with your tits. I love titties and making out with chicks. It's the vagina that I'm really
scared of.
Yeah, because my friend calls me gay for pay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you only gay for pay?
I don't know, because I've gone down and I've had sex with like 3 or 4 women. You know, like, you know, the whole like vagina thing. See, that's how
the
much
whole vagina
see, I don't call it pussy. That's how you know the difference, because I'm calling it vagina, not pussy.
It's not sexual.
Yeah, it's not sexual.
It's medical.
I am gay for
it's me. The medical center of a woman.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I mean, like, I have a vagina, and like, it has all these like climates and layers and beans, and there's an inside orgasmer, and there's like a bean, and I don't know what to do. I like sucking dick. Like I was saying, that morning dick. That's where I'm at. So like, but I do like making out with girls and I do like playing a little, but I don't think that I'm gay in that way. So how does that work with poly? Does that mean I just get male friends and then play from the tits up?
I mean, you just do what you want.
Do what
like
I
you
want,
said,
right?
Don't fuck people who don't want to fuck you, and they're not going to fuck you if
don't
you don't
do
want
things yeah. You don't
want
to do.
Strap on. Have you tried that?
Because I would fuck. I got some good rhythm, dude.
Yeah.
I got some good strokes. I'd have to get like a chair to stand on, but I bet you I can rail some bitch. Yeah.
You took my strap-on tip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the strap-on tip?
That if you don't have like a thing,
a strap-on,
you take one or two pairs of men's underwear and just put the dick through the dick hole thing.
Yeah.
Really?
It keeps it in place. It works.
In a pinch.
Well, if they're like tidy whities though, or like anything that's, I guess, tight ones.
Or like long johns that have that, you know, just anything that has that opening there. You can even use jeans and then especially
the
buttons.
The zipper, yeah, though, the buttons, yeah.
Because you can like,
it works. Smart.
Yeah.
I'm a Martha Stewart of sex.
That's good. I really wanted to get more, like, I'm a sexual person. I like to be like naked. I like to fuck.
No way.
There's a lot of it that I don't, that I'm not comfortable with.
Like,
and I'm really like, you know, like shy about
butt stuff.
No, I like butt stuff. I like, well, you know, I like, yeah.
What are you shy about?
I don't know. I just like, cause like, is it natural for me to only be attracted to like one kind of guy?
I mean, it's a fetish, but it's what you're into.
Yeah, it's what I'm into. So is it beyond preference or is it like something like, I don't know. There's a lot like if I can't, like, no offense, but for me to be with a white guy, it's like, it's a whole fucking deal. Like, I couldn't do it. It's not going to happen. I don't like it. I made a post the other day. I was like, if you're an Asian guy walking with an Asian girl, I'm going to assume that's your sister. And not like in the way that's like, you know, like, haha, he can't get a girl. I'm like, no, like, I hope you're single because I want to hit it. But I'm not going to approach these people. But the same thing
please
is like.
Please do.
If I, no, please that's, do. That's the difference. I'm a pervert like out loud and online, but I wouldn't, in real life, I'm not going to go and sexually harass people.
Come on. I want you to.
But like, but when I think about the idea of kissing a white guy, it's like, ugh, my brother. Like that would be like too close, and it doesn't feel natural to me.
Have you ever? I mean, were your husbands white?
No, they were both Asian, Malaysian and Laos.
Oh wow!
So the my first husband, super sweet guy, and like there's nothing I can't say that he was an amazing guy. It just didn't work out. And the second husband, I mean, he was really pretty, and he was like a little prettier than me, and like he kept cheating on me. And at the time, I was this doormat of a person that was not the Mandy that you see in love today.
Who says what she thinks?
Because I was in the military when I was with him, and he would have like his uniform would be on point. Like I'd wake up extra early to
he
make
was also
sure
military.
His, yeah, and I would make sure that his military fucking uniform was for. But yet I'd go to formation and I'd look like a motherfucking soup sandwich. I would be like that guy always giving, and he cheated on me like 5 times, and the last straw was when he cheated on me with a tranny in Texas while he was doing the, you know, Hurricane Katrina relief. And I was like, you know what, that's insulting. I was like, it's one thing because these other four bitches that you cheated on me with were obviously more prettier than me,
only in your head.
I think in my head
show me them because I probably disagree.
No, I think they blocked me because I was crazy. It's probably for the best.
Why the transgendered? Why did that?
I think that, I don't know, because it was just something that he had had, because I was all up on his email and I hacked into his shit. And there was this app called Prank Dial where you could put in somebody's number and then put in someone else's number that was on their phone. Like he had just called this bitch from Craigslist. And so I put in the Craigslist number, I put in his number, had them call each other, and then it lets me record the conversation. And I posted it online.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's
blocked now. You can't use that feature no more. It's illegal. But at the time when Facebook first came out and like all the internet was going out, I had put this on the internet like because I was fucking so broken. I was like, I was done being this doormat for this guy.
I am devastated that this doesn't exist and that I never got to use it.
Look at it. Maybe it'd work again, but it's called Prank Dial. And but yeah, I heard him like talking about, like, he's like, "You're dick in my ass. Are we still good?" And I'm like, "This motherfucker!" And like, you know, and like, you know, not to like get too sad into a story, but after I had posted that, I had tried to kill myself. But when I woke up in the hospital, it was like, I had all these machines, I had all this shit attached to me, and it was like beep, beep. And I look over at the machine, I look at it myself, and I'm like, I like Mandy. Mandy is a really nice guy. Like, why did I do this to myself? And I woke up and I thought to myself, like, what does Mandy want? And I've always wanted to razzle dazzle and be this artist guy in New York. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to move to New York and give it a try. Sold my motorcycle. And now here we are at Radio Free Brooklyn.
And it's time for our top 10 list. This is Rhoda.
Fayetteville, North Carolina. But yes.
Top 10 Rhoda episode titles.
Rhoda.
That could be poured. Yeah, we're going Rhoda.
Rhoda.
Meow, meow.
Number 10. What do you think it's there for?
Transgendered porn.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It's about the penis.
Okay. Number 9, Two's Company.
Ugh.
Not sure.
Three's a crowd, or three is Polly. Yeah.
Unless it's DP.
Yeah.
There we go.
I like DP.
DP.
I'm
watching.
Yeah.
Number 8, Ladies' Choice.
Nice, it's the stripper porn.
Yes.
I like that stripper porn.
Yeah. Number seven, Such a Pretty Pussy.
Nope.
Nope, I made that one up.
But it is a porno about Mandy.
Yeah.
Number seven, Rhoda's Mystery Man. That's glory hole porn.
Roll mystery.
Gotta be glory hole porn. Porn. Number six, Love for Sale.
Oh, yeah, Sugar Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly what it sounds like.
Pay for pay. Eat that vagina for $5.
Number five, Rhoda Cheats.
Rhode Island Cheaters.
Is that real?
That's real.
All right. Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly
what
it
is. Rhoda Morgenstern cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Number four, Johnny's Solo Flight.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, that's masturbation.
Jacking off in the cockpit.
Yep. I love that it's Johnny.
For a guy with no mouth, he's got a big fucking
Number three, Rhoda and Mary. Scissor Sisters.
Nope.
Nope. Made that one up.
Run with Scissor Sisters.
Stormy Leather. Number three.
Irma.
Number three. This is a really good one. Pajama Party Bingo.
Oh my.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a lot.
Because I'm in my pajamas right now.
That's a lot of lot of fun. Number two, Earl's Helping Hand.
Yo, that's dirty.
Yeah, that's definitely dirty.
Reminds me of my uncle. Just kidding, I don't have family. Like, oh my
god. That's the part I'm joking. If I did, they would have molested me.
Yeah. Well, hello, look at me. Yeah.
What are you gonna not molest me?
I know, right? It's insulting.
How dare you?
Number one, Rhoda episode title that could be porn, The Date in the Iron Mask.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah. That is so fucked up. That's a level of bondage that's so fucked up.
Dude, and that fucking the production company. Did I tell you guys about the farm, right? The last time I was here, didn't we talk about
where
the farm?
Where all the kink happens. Yeah, it's like a castle, isn't it?
No, it's a farm up in upstate New York where they film like these crazy BDSM porns and... Sorry, I didn't.
Here's the ones that didn't make the list.
Oh, I see.
The Total Brenda.
Yes,
Five
so
for the Road.
Face Boy.
Blind Date. Home Movies. Two Vegas with Love. The Second Time Around. Nose Job. If you want to shoot the rapids, you have to get wet. Attack on Mr. Right. A Night with the Girls and The Party. Now, back to the... fetish farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really needed to hear all those face boy. I'm just
kidding.
Yeah,
I know. I've traveled the whole world this last year. Like after losing my Mandyland space, I somehow have traveled all around the world. Paris, Barcelona, Japan, Miami, Maui, fucking all over the fucking places. Canada.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Missionary.
I think we drove through it. Just kidding.
Why did you say Michigan?
I have no idea.
I don't know. He wants to play. He wants to play radio host. But I after like all these experiences that I, because I had to quit because it was Forgotten Frontiers where I used to work production assistant. And then when they had me jump on this project where it was the BDSM farm, I got there and it was too much for me. Like, I like my little kinks here. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, where I'm not that kinky. I don't like to be touched. I don't like to be, you know, I don't want to be prodded and all that shit. Oh, I'm like, there's a lot of people that don't, but it was too much for me that I actually quit that job. Like,
really?
I was like, I can't be a producer on this. I can't, because it was too much. But now that I don't have a job and I have all
so
this
are
more
they hiring?
Experience. Yeah. No, I'm going to on Wednesday to go talk
Give
to them.
Give me a referral.
Yeah, let's go. I mean, I could fucking A, dude. I mean, this you know, this kid just wants to make movies and he's on his like fourth documentary that he hasn't finished. That's another reason I didn't want to work for them. But after all this kink stuff, I'm okay. Like, I'm like, dude, you
I
guys
get
do
it.
You. I get it. I'm okay with it. But it wasn't, you can't get, with kinks especially, you can't get there until you're ready. And I wasn't ready. And now I'm like, let's go. It's like, well, if you're not ready for anal, then you're just not ready. But once you get, you're ready and you're all puckered up and lubed up, get in.
If you want to support Freeform Radio, if you want to support this station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge.
That's so good.
If you want to sponsor this show, give us some money. Maybe you had some laughs. Maybe you got some insight.
Maybe you got a boner.
Maybe you got a boner. Go to rfb.nyc/ass. That's rfb.nyc bit.ly/
ass.
Okay, I can stop talking now.
Thank God. No, I'm kidding.
Poor guy. We do this to him every time.
Every time you do it, she covers her tits, face boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's like you want to rip them off yourself.
I do. No, they're good, though. I like them.
I like that the nipples are always awake.
Dude, I hate it when I have, like, the shirt on and, like, one nipple is, like the eyeball is, like, looking up and like, one is looking down. They're all cockeyed and Googles. Shit. Or only one headlight's on, so I have to flick the other one on so it doesn't look like I have, like, you know, like a prosthetic tit or something.
It's like a glass eyeball of tits.
Yes, that's what I think.
Somehow no one has said the secret word yet, so here comes the hint. Fart.
Queef.
Yes.
Really?
You always win that. I'm done with your guys' competition.
Oh, my God.
She won the book last time. Motherfucker.
You can give her those crayons and sunglasses.
Here you go.
Do you want some crayons? You can color, too.
I just want the yellow one.
Okay.
I just want the yellow one.
Here, take the yellow one.
That was quick.
I think I already have it.
I think I already it's in your vagina. It's what you went to the bathroom for. Your vagina.
My vagina. It's gay for
pay. Not your pussy. It's your vagina. No. I love that you're coloring your yellow thing yellow.
Yeah, well, no, because it's red right there.
She's doing a little cover-up job.
Yeah, the old cover-up job.
Well, cover-up job,
the old razzle-dazzle.
I want to razzle-dazzle these. We'll explain later.
Please do. I'm very curious.
I don't think it's appropriate to explain on air.
No.
But I don't care. I've got no stakes in the game.
I know, right?
I'll come right the fuck out and say what it is.
That's right. Nope. I don't have parents to embarrass.
Who you are.
What is that? Is that your vagina talk? What is that?
It'll all make sense.
Will it?
We'll explain.
Now I'm bothered. Now I'm hot and bothered.
Sticky.
This out of the BBC News, sex for rent illegal. So there were some people that were renting their, you know, you fuck me, you could stay in this room here.
Oh.
Far away.
No, dude, Tinder is way better than Airbnb. Believe me, I should know. Airbnb shut me, not Airbnb, but the city shut me down with my Airbnb.
Oh my God.
Yeah, really? There's a documentary out now. It's Saving Mandyland. You can find it on YouTube. It's like 27 minutes. Now that's
perfect.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're gonna lose your apartment or in your business, might as well get a documentary out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like I've been traveling a lot, and like sure enough in Maui I was like on my OkCupid and on my Tinder, and I was like, ah, got one. And had a blast. It didn't, you know, I mean, I wasn't paying for rent there anyways, but if I had to, you know.
So you were sucking the dick for free.
Yeah, nope. Banging for rent. I mean, you're going to stay there anyways.
Might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I think it's just more effective, you know. But yeah, Tinder versus Airbnb.
But see, here's where we get the difference.
Ah.
That's a woman seeking a place to stay. And having sex with someone you would want to have sex with.
That's true. That's true. I did want it.
As opposed to some dude that is getting a woman who's probably in a very bad situation.
Pretty bad situation.
To suck his nasty dick so that...
That he doesn't wash.
That he doesn't wash.
Has a fucking anteater.
Like, that's like Boone.
What's Boone?
Boone is so I have a photographer named Jeff Fior, and he's a famous nude photographer. And while we're at the Montreal...
Does he photograph nude or he photographs nudes?
He photographs nudes.
Very
but polished. But he does, when he's able to, he likes to be naked too.
And I've had that.
I don't care about his little
naked
worm.
Photographing me naked.
That is fucking key.
We
don't care about his little worm.
Yeah, it's weird for me to be naked and for you to not be naked. So yeah, I like it.
That is.
And you also know if they have a boner.
Right. And you're absolutely right. It never was hard. But
good, because that's professional.
I don't think he has the blood pressure, though, because he's kind of old, but... No! He knows what he is. But so we called this guy Newfie Jeff. It's like Newfoundland Jeff. And, like, he deadass has, like, a couch that he lets girls... And he has this, like, kink house where he has all these toys where it actually just burned down.
It's a kink house.
Yeah. And it actually just burned down. So he was, like, had to, like...
So Jeff is rich?
No, Jeff is dirt ass poor, but this is Newfie Jeff, which is the kinkster Jeff that was in Montreal that actually has a couch that he invites kinksters or women.
It's in Montreal.
In Canada somewhere. I don't know. Okay. I don't know Canada. How
I assume you can buy more property there for less money.
Right. And so no, he had this. He says he hosts a couch thing where he has women, mostly women, couch surf, and he had like this one chick that had two chicks came over, and one of them wasn't into it at all, but one of the ladies was, and sure enough, he did all the sensual play with her, and I think that he compensates the free couch surfing for these sexual activities. So now people got arrested for this, or.
Well, it was something that was going on, I think, in London. Fairly openly, and then they've made it illegal.
Daddy,
get
some daddy.
Daddy,
oh, fuck it.
Oh, she's pissing. Okay. She's pissing on the couch.
Oh, the dog
you're
is scared pissing. Him. Oh, scared the piss out of him.
Oh, she's making him a curry.
Sleep on my couch. Sleep on my couch and suck my dick, daddy. Daddy, suck my dick. Oh, you're no help behind the door. You're no help, Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
You can stay on the porch.
You're tired of making a muckety out of you.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, God.
What a fucking day. It's good to be back. Thank you guys having me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We love having you on the show.
I love being here. I love being back in New York. It's a fucking clusterfuck, but I love it. We have all flavors of humans from all fucking walks of lives. Gay, straight, black, white, Asian, bald. Sexy, you know, naked, whatever the fuck. But I love New York. Like I said, I've been all around the world, and New York is home because we are all, it's like the whole world on one little, well, technically I'm in Brooklyn right now, but one little island of New York City.
It's Long Island.
And New York, Manhattan is an island.
Yeah, but this is also Long Island.
Is it?
It's part of Long Island, yeah.
Is Brooklyn an island too?
Yeah. What?
No, it's not.
Not like Nassau County, Long Island, but
it's a body of land surrounded by water, Brooklyn.
Long Island. We'll look at the map later.
Yeah, God.
I don't think Brooklyn is Long Island.
I believe it is, but nobody wants to admit it.
Well, I didn't know. Like, I moved to Harlem when I first got to New York, and I lived here for like maybe like 4 or 5 months till I even realized that it's an island, and I was like, I'm a fucking idiot. But hey, you know, I'm ignorant until I'm not.
We have less than 8 minutes to go. Where do we find you, Mandy?
Even
online?
Though they are physically on Long Island, they're not part of Long Island.
Let me see that shit. God, your phone is fucking more cracked than my
than my heart.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, my phone got fucked.
It's not an island. Is that an island? Is that the river?
Long Island.
I don't know. No, Long Island is the island.
You can find all past episodes of Art Star Scene Radio on Faceboy.com. You can also write to me there. You can find Catherine jerking off in a bathroom somewhere in Times Square.
Yeah.
No, you can find me.
Times Square is hard to find a bathroom, so fuck that. She ain't doing it there.
No, I'm not doing it
there. Doing it in the subway where everybody else does it.
Not bringing my lipstick there. Womanizer. It's the best toy ever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All my vibrators are dead right now, and it's so fucking
this Womanizer. Is not this is something new.
This is beyond anything you've ever seen. It looks like lipstick.
Okay.
But a big, gigantic lipstick, and it is supposed to mimic oral sex, and it like has a suction.
Oh, no, that's not.
It's not the licky one.
Yeah, because I saw that. Yeah.
No,
saw
that's
that
an older
guy.
One. And I think it's put out by like the Lilo brand.
Yeah, so I like Lilo.
I do too.
I love Lilo.
I do. I love Lilo. This is better.
Really?
Yeah, and I've been exclusively with Lilo for a while.
Yeah, because I have my fans are never ending sending me fuck toys, like basically telling me to go fuck myself.
Oh my God, I want fans.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, like if it wasn't for my fans, you know, answering my wish lists and like, you know, supporting me in the way that they do. And appreciating the comedy, I wouldn't have made it this far. But I'm a big Lilo fan, and like I only have my little old faithful, and I've had it for like three fucking.
Which one? Which?
It's the one that looks like a mouse.
Mouse, not the one with the bunny ears.
Mm-mm. No, I don't even know. I don't use penetration. I just use the little. It looks like a mouse. But it's.
Oh wait, you mean the little like egg?
Yeah, that little
like
egg.
A bent
yeah.
egg. Okay,
yeah.
I have one of those.
Yeah,
I have a shiny.
That.
Yeah,
because like with me, all I need because I have a big bean. like
your clit is big.
I would have like a little. I would have like a little. Hold on, let me show.
Your clit isn't big. It's perfect.
See, it's like. Well, you see when it's engorged, right. But it's all like right. it's a big little bean, you know. Like I would have a big like I'd be like 4'11" with a giant schlong if I had like a penis. Like, but I don't use a lot of internal stimulation, and
same.
I just the
exclusively external for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and I'm just like, And I just need that one little guy. But I have a big, you should come to the house and come pick some shit out, because I have a big box of just fucking these.
Your box is tiny.
My little box is tiny. But yeah, no, I just have all these massive fuck toys. But the Hitachi, I've learned to a new appreciation.
That's
for.
Like that great big wand, yeah. And you've got one.
Well, because I was using it without lube and I ended up rug burning my little bean skin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I can't be masturbating manually anymore either, because I've been bruising myself.
From your hands?
Yeah, because like when I do like manual, like, you know, manual
stuff. Is it your nails or?
No, it's just because like, I need the pressure.
Oh, okay.
And, but then
get
I.
this. Seriously.
Yeah, but I think it's also the desensitizing too, because I have been using the Lilo for a long time.
Yeah.
But I masturbate all the fucking time.
But the Lilo is good because the small one that you have, you can still use when you have sex and it's not like a problem.
And it's not in the way.
Yeah, because I feel like the womanizer is a little bit big for during sex, but I am willing to try it.
Right. Well, I'm going to check it out after we get out of here.
I'm just kidding.
I used to have a show on this station at this time at 7 p.m.
What was it like?
It was called Art Star Scene Radio, and I had all these subjects, and it was
what was it about?
It was a lot of fun. It was about an hour.
Yeah.
It was about an hour? What time?
About an hour.
You want the last 5 minutes?
No, but please let us know where we can find you online, because this is really fun the way it's going.
Yeah, well, my website's being refurbished now that we know what the fuck Mandyland is going to become. But it's mandyland.com. You can find me on Instagram, MandylandNYC. Otherwise, just hashtag Mandy Katana on any of the social medias. Will fucking come up. And
there is no other.
There is no other. Just Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y, Katana, K-I-T-A-N-A.
Didn't you just win something, or isn't there some sort of contest going on? It's you with like your like a short colored wig and your butt, and it was a contest of some sort.
It did
cosplay. I don't know. Maybe I'm making it up.
I don't know. No, but Comic-Con is coming though, and so like you guys can check me out there. I'll be at the New York Comic-Con October 8th.
See, a good host knows when to shut the fuck up. We talked about this. The most important thing in any relationship.
Yes, the most.
The most important, thing in any relationship.
Number one, most important thing.
In any relationship.
Any and every.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking let it out. Like,
the most.
Back and forth with my fucking head with you
guys.
The
very most important thing.
Above all else, this is the most important.
There's nothing more important than this.
So number one. Number one.
Everything else is like 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's not even like this is 1, 2, and 3. It's so important.
Yeah.
It's
the most important. The fucking suspense is killing me. Just
is this the most important?
No, number one. Number one.
You guys are fucking crazy.
Most important.
Oh my
You're
god.
Just figuring out we're crazy.
Oh my god. I love you guys. I love fucking.
Wait. Don't you want to know?
I know. Because it's not. Yeah.
Don't you want to know the most important thing?
I do. Don't fuck nobody that doesn't want to fuck you.
That is important, but that's not the most important thing.
Right. Because there's always rape.
There is. But the most important thing
is that you do the same drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're into the same drugs.
Yeah. No. Alcohol. That is important. You know. Yeah. No. Totally. Because like
most important thing.
Yeah. Because I can't be having some fucking guy
I would have kept going. You pussy. God, you pussy cunt.
Right. He just wanted to be special. He wanted to be the one with the answer. I like your shirt though. Your porn star shirt.
She gave me that.
Yeah.
I have been making some dirty fucking porn, too.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But not dirty enough
really
for me.
Really disturbing, dirty porn.
See, I wouldn't. I'm a nude artist, but I haven't, and I have kinks, but I have not done any porns or any kind of videos like that.
For yourself, not even?
Yeah, this is
well,
just
that's,
for me.
Well, that's different.
Because I've seen pictures.
I'll put that fucking nanny cam up, and I'll just be like, ah.
It's a teddy bear. Don't be weird.
Yeah. It's Joey. It's jerking off to the teddy bear. Joey's always humping everything.
That's so cute.
I'll bring him next time.
Please do.
He can eat the sandwiches. You can call the sandwich police on Joey.
Sandwich police.
Oh, but yeah, artstarscene@gmail.com, guys. You can also reach me there.
Yeah, how far is that reach?
Thank you, face
it's the
girl.
Reach around. Thank you, face boy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, face girl. Thank you, face boy.
Thank you,
Mandy.
Thanks, guys.
Want to thank our listeners.
Thank you, listeners. Us.
You should get a show on
number
the station.
Number one?
Yeah.
I should.
You should.
And number two.
Number one most important above number, all else.
Come
one.
Back every week at 7 p.m. on Saturday for Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh, shit. We didn't even call Peter Griffin.
Oh, no. Yeah. Also, stay tuned for Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel.
You have some extra money, give it to Planned Parenthood or ACLU, but first give it to us.
Yeah. All of it. Free money.
Give us your money.
Notice me, senpai.
Keep going.